50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I take more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week now. Angela Yee and I.
You sound like you're in a tin can, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a tin can, my brother.
You talkie.
You sound fine in this room.
Does he sound good?
Yeah, you sound all right.
Hey,
I don't know. Do I still sound in
Envy
a tin can?
Envy is in a tin can.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay.
We checked it. Anyway, well, we are out in L.A. We're broadcasting. Last night was the iHeart Radio Awards.
Yes, indeed.
Ye and I attended. It was pretty dope. I mean, Big Sean killed it. Katy Perry killed it. Who else performed? Who else you remember performing?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran did his damn thing. Did you see it, Charlamagne, or no?
No, I was at Andy Cohen by that time.
Oh, okay. How was Andy Cohen last night?
It was cool. I was on there with Portia Coleman. Portia's a lesbian now, or something going on.
Well, you're a big fan of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's not true at all. I just, you know, got caught up in the lesbian storyline in the past few weeks. That's about it.
So she kissed Candy, and now she likes women.
I think she was always into women, but she pushed up on Candy and told Candy, I'm not going to rape you on camera. And
what?
Said that Candy and her husband was going to drug. She heard that they wanted to drug her. There's a lot of rape accusations being thrown around.
Oh, my goodness.
The Real House Rapists of Atlanta is what I call them.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was going down. It's a lot of rape being thrown. That's where the double standard exists, and that's female privilege. I'm going to tell you, because if I was a man and I text a girl, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to rape you on camera. Lord, I'll be on the front page of the paper.
But if you texted that to another man.
Same difference.
You think?
Wow.
I don't know if that's. That might just be
man,
gay privilege.
You can't just go. Words mean something. You can't just go around telling people I'm not going to rape you on camera. Thank you for not raping me on camera. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Let's talk about this wiretapping. Did the former president, Barack Obama, tap Donald Trump's phone?
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked.
Why would he do that?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. Now, by the way, I seen the Knicks game last night, and the Knicks almost won. They were good for about four quarters, and then the last 3 minutes, that light-skinned boy, he does stuff that humans can't do. I'm talking about Steph Curry.
Is my mic on?
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, even when the Knicks are winning, they lose. All right? Let's be clear about that.
It felt good. But anyway.
Why wasn't they playing no music in Madison Square Garden yesterday?
They only did that the first half. They said they wanted to see what the atmosphere would be, so they tried it the first half, played no music, and then the second half, they started playing music again.
Listen, if you're a Knicks
fan, playing no music is not a good idea.
It's absolutely not. If you're a Knicks fan and you want the Knicks to be better, you know what you need to do? Stop going to the games. As soon as attendance starts to drop in the garden, they'll start putting a better product on the floor. Until y'all keep filling out those stands and making their money, they have no reason to get better.
Well, let's get into Donald Trump.
Hey. Right. Now, Donald Trump has made some serious allegations on Twitter. He said, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones? And he spelled tap with two P's, by the way. During the very sacred election process. This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy. Those are the claims that Donald Trump made via Twitter. Now, where did these claims come from? Well, here is Donald Trump's spokesperson who was being grilled over what happened. This is Donald Trump's deputy press secretary.
These are extremely serious charges the president is making. Where is he getting this information?
Look, I think there have been quite a few reports. I know that Jonathan and others earlier in the program mentioned that it was all conservative media, but that's frankly not true. The New York Times, BBC, have also talked about and reported on the potential of this having had happened. I think the bigger thing is you guys are always telling us to take the media seriously. Well, we are today. We're taking the reports that places like the New York Times, Fox News, BBC, multiple outlets have reported this.
All right. Well, how can Donald Trump make these claims with absolutely no evidence? That's interesting. What
it's
your president
all a distraction
is doing for right what? Now. Now, Nancy Pelosi has also responded to this, and here's what she said.
Well, the president, you know, is the deflector in chief. Anything to change the subject from where the heat is.
Yes.
And as one who has been engaged in intelligence, a member of the Gang of Eight for a long time, I can tell you that it's just ridiculous for the president, President Trump, to say that President Obama would ever order any wiretap of an American citizen, any president. That's just not, we don't do that.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal, but it's also a distraction to keep us from thinking about the fact that the Trump administration is in bed with the Russians and has been for a long time.
If anything comes out of this, he'll be like, well, I was illegally wiretapped.
Yes, Donald Trump's tweets are like Nicki Minaj's titty. Just a distraction to keep us from the fact that Remy Ma bodied her over the Ether instrumental. That's all.
Did you just compare Donald Trump?
You sure did.
Yes, I did. I compared Donald Trump to Nicki Minaj's titty. Okay. Drop one of the clues bombs to me, please.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a bad experience, a bad morning. Call us up right now. Or you can tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you feel happy, it's your birthday, you had a baby, you had a great weekend, you love your boss.
Your outbreak
call
us up is right gone. Now.
Or maybe your outbreak is gone. Whatever it may be, tell them why you're, I was going to say happy, but tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on in.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
This is Charmaine from Indianapolis.
Tell them why you mad.
I am mad. I'm mad with y'all because Nikki has not responded yet. That's my
why you mad at us for that?
Us?
Yeah, we not our ghostwriters.
Okay, but still, y'all mad, I'm mad too.
Oh, okay.
Are you mad with us?
I'm
okay.
Mad with y'all, yeah.
Okay,
Nikki don't care
us.
About no rap music, man. Nikki had she got her titty out in Milan or wherever she at. Paris.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is EJ from Virginia Beach. What's up, Breakfast Club? How y'all doing?
EJ. Hey.
Okay. Listen, okay. I love you guys, but look, I'm mad at Nicki Minaj because she's yet to respond. And if she's supposed to be a rapper, I'm from the old school hip hop era, Big Daddy Kane,
you know,
all those guys, Nice and Smooth and all that. If she ain't respond by the end of this week, man, we need to revoke her rap card, man, as a lyricist.
Nicki Minaj.
All rappers respond to somebody's coming at them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's coming at you. When you're in hip hop, you're gonna respond. She ain't respond. She ain't that much of a prima donna to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm mad. If she don't respond by Friday of this week, hip hop need to revoke her rap card or her lyricist card or her hip hop nation card.
Hey, listen, like I said last week, the fact that she's from Queens and hasn't responded is disgusting.
Watch your mouth.
She let Roxanne Shanté down.
Okay. She did. She needs to respond.
Hello,
who's this?
This is Nima.
Hey, tell them why you mad, Mama.
Well, actually, I'm a little irritated because I got a glimpse of y'all's show from Friday. I was off, so I didn't listen to y'all's show until this morning. And I wanted to respond to the Nicki thing, the Nicki and Remy Ma thing. Nicki should reply because that's part of the rap game. And if somebody else thinks she's the greatest rapper, like, I'm really, like, irritated by that because she isn't. Like, they need to check their history. I'll be 40 next month, so I still listen to Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, MC Light.
Okay. You're still 40 years old talking about I used to be scared of it. Now hey. I throw lips to it. Handle it.
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. When we come back, let's switch it up. Tell them why you're blessed. If you had a great weekend, maybe it's your birthday. Maybe everything was good. Maybe you just got high and watched TV. Whatever it may be. If you feel blessed, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? What's up, Breakfast Club? I want to say I'm blessed because I started a new job today.
There you go.
Where are you working at?
Management Health Services, Indiana.
All right, congratulations. Okay. Go in there and show and shine.
Thank you very much. And y'all give me inspiration every morning.
Appreciate that,
congratulations,
bro.
Congratulations, sir.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dina DeMarie.
Tell them why you're blessed, Mama.
First of all, I'm just happy that I even got a chance to be on, because I call up here all the time, but I'm blessed. I'm 21. I'm graduating college this May.
21.
And I'm sorry?
I said 21. Go ahead.
Yep. I'm graduating college this May. And just basically, like, a couple years ago, I lost my sight, and I've still been kicking and pushing, so... You know, that's why I'm blessed. I love you guys. I love you, Charlamagne.
Thank you, baby. I love you, too.
And y'all stay blessed. I watch y'all every morning, literally, or listen to y'all on iHeart and YouTube, on Vlad, everything. You guys stay up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama. All right, tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
We sure do. Let's talk about Foxy Brown. She has jumped into this rap battle between Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. But, there were some shots taken at her as well. And Envy told me the song was pretty good. So.
I said, it doesn't sound bad. She actually sounds good.
There's a difference between not sounding bad and sounding
good. It sounds good. No, it sounds good. Okay. It's only 30 seconds, though.
I'm just happy that Foxy does what Brooklyn tends to do, which is bust back. All right, Queens tends to bust back, too, but for whatever reason, Nikki's not following protocol.
All right. We'll get into the rumors when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Remy Ma and Fat Joe were on Wendy Williams, and Remy Ma addressed what we all were wondering. What's going on behind the scenes with this beef with her and Nicki Minaj? She alluded to some things on Sheether, but here's what she had to say on Wendy.
It wasn't necessarily, the little subliminal stuff on records, because I didn't care. I don't care about records. And, I'd spoken to her before, like, whatever you say, you're supposed to say you're the best and none of y'all better than me, whatever. It was the behind the scenes things that you people would never know about, as far as trying to keep me off of red carpets and trying to make sure awards don't go to me or she's not going to be in attendance or trying to get people to make bad reports about my album sales or just anything that I'm doing to make me look less and make her look better. And I have a problem. When you're trying to stop my bag, when you're trying to stop me from taking care of my children, now I have a problem with that.
How much of that is true? Has Nicki ever reached out to you, Envy, and tried to do something?
No.
What about you, Yee?
No. Mm-mm.
She does get upset when people talk about Remy's Sheetha, though. Other DJs.
I'm sure.
No, but DJs and radio personalities, she's definitely texted us and called us phony for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, Remy Ma has some more things to say on her issues with Nicki Minaj. Here's what else she said on Wendy.
This person, just based on what I've witnessed, is not a nice person. If I learned anything from this, it made me realize that I have to be a certain way to everybody.
Okay.
The help, the hair, the makeup, the person that's holding the door, the cab, the car driver. Because so many people have been coming, and the things that I've been hearing, like, I'm petty, like, really, really bad. The things that I've been hearing, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to say that, please. Like, that's too much. Somebody once said, and when they were in the middle of a rap battle, you got to be careful who you choose your battles with.
That is accurate about her having a terrible attitude, though. Come on now. Nicki's been a diva for some years now.
Yeah, she has.
That is a fact.
All right, well, there's also been somebody else jumping into the mix. Now, Remy Ma did take a shot at Foxy Brown on Sheether also. If you don't remember or you didn't hear it, here's the line.
Talking ish about me to a deaf ear. And usually I have sympathy for them pair, but not when you're hard to hear from untreated gonorrhea.
Now, that was a shot at Foxy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Foxy actually responded. Did everybody realize that was a shot at Foxy when Sheether came out?
I did immediately.
You got to be a certain age and you got to have a certain knowledge of hip hop history, I think.
Right. I know immediately.
All right. Well, if there was any question about it, Foxy has responded with Breaks Over, like a 1 minute snippet that she put out. It's a freestyle over Takeover. And here is what Foxy said on that.
The takeover, the fake sober, again, got a little shine, okay. Thank Mona, I heard your little rhymes, okay. Brooklyn, I'm on my 9-6, it's got the DNA Jehovah.
Foxy sounds decent, but why she always sound like she got a hawk spit? Like,
because she can't hear her voice because she can't hear, so she can't hear how she's sounding.
So that's true what Remy said?
What, she's deaf?
from gonorrhea.
I don't know why, but you know, I know she can't hear as well as she would before.
She do sound decent. I love the fact she replied. It makes the fact that Nicki Minaj still hasn't replied look even worse. But you ever see those fight videos online when two daughters is fighting in the yard and one of the daughters is getting their ass kicked, so the daughter who's getting their ass kicked, mama comes running out the house in a bathrobe with one titty out and helps her daughter? That's what that was just now. That's
Well, hold on. Here's some more of what Foxy said on this snippet.
Still in that dirty ass TS piece. A pack off that dirty ass BX beast. I'm a monkey off BK Savage. And I heard about that bitch miscarriage.
Mama come running out the house. Get off my blood clot daughter. She got a wooden spoon. She got a wooden spoon. Swinging the wooden spoon. Get off my daughter.
Foxy actually don't sound bad to me. She sound pretty good. She does.
You know, there's a rumor that Foxy just had a baby as well. Is that true?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen a couple of people congratulate her.
She do sound
decent. So, did she really have a baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares?
I seen Rod Digger congratulate her.
No, I'm just wondering, because that would be something that we had no idea about.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have any idea.
I didn't know what Foxy been doing the past 15 years, but I know she got a diss track, and Nicki still don't. I know that much. Drop on the clues bombs for Foxy Brown, damn it. Keeping it Brooklyn and keeping it hip-hop, doing what you do when somebody throws a shot at you, coming back with bars.
All right, now in some unfortunate news, Floyd Mayweather had one of his TMT money team vans burned up. They said it was an arson attack this weekend in the UK.
That's crazy.
I don't know what was going on. He was in Birmingham Saturday night, and that's when one of his custom TMT vans was torched outside, and it was just up in flames. There's video also online if you haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who would do something like that.
That's crazy.
Was he arguing in the club? I don't know what was going on. But why would somebody do something like that?
Because, man,
crazy.
Dudes is out here starving, broke, okay, first of the month, still ain't paid my rent, and you out here just flossing with your little money team van. Okay, I'm going to take this aggression out on somebody.
Jeez.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. I'm sure we're talking about Donald Trump.
Wiretaps.
Oh, goodness. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. We're broadcasting live from L.A., and we got to welcome the one of our newest family members to the family.
Woo-woo.
Augusta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody in Augusta, Georgia.
Drop on the clues bombs for Augusta, Georgia, damn it.
Now, Charlamagne, you're in the studio in New York. What's the station call letters, you know?
I don't know. I just asked Eddie, our producer, why they took down the list of all the stations. What is it? Power 101? What? Power 107? Why are you whispering, Eddie? You know I'm talking to you. Now you sound like I'm talking. Now I sound like I'm talking to myself. Say it loud. Power 107 in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Woo, welcome to our news family. We appreciate you guys.
And right now, me and Envy are out in L.A. where we went to the iHeartRadio Awards last night. Great fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We sat at the table with Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. And Enrique.
Drop one of the clues bombs for Big Boy and Enrique.
That was your accent.
Enrique.
All right. Front page news when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, over the weekend, I did see the Knicks take on the Warriors. And the Knicks didn't look that bad. They actually held a good game and good lead to about the fourth quarter. And then that light skin, bro. When he goes off, you can't stop him.
I hate when you say the Knicks didn't look that bad.
They didn't.
The Knicks suck, bro.
They do not suck.
You know what you sound
Another
like?
Thing Envy says is they almost won.
They almost won.
You sound like people giving Donald Trump props this week for when he spoke to Congress last week and he was nice for an hour.
Don't compare me to the Donald Trump, but they almost did win. All right, well, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Right now, Donald Trump has made some very serious allegations against our former President Barack Obama. He tweeted out, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon, Watergate, bad or sick guy." And Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, also tweeted out or made this statement, "Reports concerning potentially politically motivated investigations ahead of the 2016 election are very troubling." So the allegation here is that former President Barack Obama wiretapped Donald Trump. Now, what is this based on? They're trying to figure out what evidence does Donald Trump have of this. And according to the White House, a spokesman says that they're relying on reports from BBC, Heat Street, New York Times, Fox News, among others. But I don't know where those claims have been made. And like Donald Trump wants everybody to do, they should cite their sources, right? They shouldn't be any.
Right.
I think we're not taking into consideration the fact that Donald Trump is 70 years old. And when you get to that age, you just get paranoid for no reason. We all got that grandma and that granddaddy that's like, all right, now they on my phone now. Are they in the woods watching us now? They listening.
Now here is
Who is they, Grandma?
Here is what Nancy Pelosi has to say about these accusations.
Well, the president, you know, is the deflector in chief. Anything to change the subject from where the heat is. And as one who has been engaged in intelligence, a member of the Gang of Eight for a long time, I can tell you that it's just ridiculous for the president, President Trump, to say that President Obama would ever order any wiretap of an American citizen, any president. That's just we don't do that.
What about Russia, though? Russia has compromised our administration, and these are all little distractions to try to keep us from focusing on the fact that Russia has its hands in our government's pocket.
Now, the FBI has also asked the Justice Department to refute President Donald Trump's allegations about former President Barack Obama ordering those wiretaps, because such wiretapping would be illegal. The president cannot order anybody to eavesdrop on a U.S. citizen's phone. Thank goodness.
All right.
And this conversation, really, those tweets and stuff just shifted the conversation away from Jeff Sessions. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that Jeff Sessions had conversations with Russian officials and lied about it, he totally shifted the conversation. He's good. He's great. He's the celebrity in chief. Is good at distracting us.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, yesterday, Charlamagne, you were in, what's the Andy Cohen show?
Watch What Happens Live on Bravo.
Watch What Happens Live. Now, you were on there with Porsche, and Porsche was talking a lot of craziness, correct?
Yes, Porsche actually made the second worst accusation I heard this week. The first one was Donald Trump saying Barack Obama tapped his phone. The second was saying that Candy and Todd wanted to rape her.
Wow. Now, they said they texted her these messages.
Did she have the text messages?
No, she said she actually heard that from somebody. She heard that Candy and Todd wanted to
It sounds ridiculous.
Yes. All right.
If you watched the show last night.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Is there a double standard? That's what we're asking.
We don't got no clips from the show last night? Oh, we got clips. Hold on.
Let's play a clip.
We got clips from Real Housewives of Atlanta last night.
Okay, let's hear them.
Phaedra, she said I had a sex dungeon. You know, if I had one, I would tell everybody about it because I don't care.
Does it really matter?
The part that matters, Phaedra, this chick tried to turn it around and said that we tried to drug her.
You told someone that you were going to drug me and take me to a sex dungeon.
Sheree, do you hear this lie?
That's rape, by the way.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Should we be taking these threats more serious? I guess that's the question.
That's what I told her last night on Watch What Happens Live. I said you should have been calling the police.
Yeah, but I don't think. Well, you can't.
No, what?
I'm not sure.
That's
kind of hearsay because I didn't
see
that.
Also, if it didn't really happen. Then if Candy never said that, then what are you going to go to the police with?
Now, that's a double standard. Because
why?
You had 60 women come up with accusations about Bill Cosby, and ain't nobody needed no evidence then. Ain't nobody needed no proof then.
Well, I didn't hear 60 people.
That was just hearsay.
I didn't hear 60 people come up with allegations, and
two ain't enough.
And FYI, nothing happened. Those women were saying that something did happen and that they were drugged. Portia's saying that she heard from a source that there was some messages that she said this. There's nothing that happened.
Listen, I can't get on this radio.
I don't know about that.
I can't get on this radio and say, a girl can't say to me, hey, Charlamagne said he's going to drug me and take me to his sex dungeon. Ain't nobody going to give me the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's what we're talking
with
about.
I think with Candy and Porsche on this reality show.
Double standard.
All right, so we're asking, is this a double standard? Should we be taking these threats more serious? Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. If you just joined us, we're talking about Porsche. Charlamagne was on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live, and Porsche had some comments to say. What was she talking about, Charlamagne?
Well, this was the second worst accusation I heard this week. The first one was Donald Trump saying Barack Obama tapped his phone. The second one was saying, Portia basically saying that Candy and Todd wanted to rape her. Play the clip from last Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Phaedra, she said I had a sex dungeon. You know, if I had one, I would tell everybody about it because I don't care.
Does it really matter?
The part that matters, Phaedra, this chick tried to turn it around and said that we tried to drug her.
You told someone that you were going to drug me and take me to a sex dungeon.
Sheree, do you hear this lie?
So, yeah, those are some serious accusations. I mean, I just feel like it's a double standard because if a woman was saying that a man told her I was going to drug you and take you to my sex lair, that man would probably be facing charges this morning.
Well, did Portia go to the police?
No, I told her she should.
Yeah, I think if something like that really happened, she had some type of text messages or evidence, should go to the police.
Even if she didn't, if that was a TV show with a man saying that to another woman, the court of public opinion would have raised so much hell on social media.
Yeah,
the network would be apologizing this morning, probably getting the guy dropped from the show, all kind of stuff.
Well, I think you don't even watch the show, so you don't know the whole history of what's been going on.
What's the history?
What I gotta
somebody
watch the
lying?
Show for? To know it's a double standard.
No, because the thing about this particular situation is that Portia's been making things up about Candy. Candy's been responding. The two of them have been going at it. And then Candy even said, had some text messages from Portia where Portia is asking to do some things with her.
Not asking to do some things. Portia's text actually said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to rape you on camera." So you got these women just throwing the word.
That was Candy's text, you said.
Portia sent those texts to Candy. Those are receipts that Candy put out last night. So all I'm saying is all of these women are just going back and forth, just woefully throwing the word rape around and saying how they're going to rape each other, and nobody seems to care. Let that be a man and a woman and see how that would have played out.
I think people do care. That's why it's been all over the blogs.
Well, let's go to the
blogs,
phone lines.
We ain't getting nobody kicked off shows.
Hello, who's this?
It's Tanisha from Boston.
Hey, Tanisha, do you think we should be taking these accusations more serious?
I think that people have the luxury to say whatever nowadays, and it's really hard to differentiate the truth from a lie.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
If I was to send a woman a text message that said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to rape you on camera," I'd be getting kicked off whatever show that was.
Yeah, you would.
Without question.
Yeah, you definitely would. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Weez from the D.
Hey, what's up?
Detroit.
What do you think about these threats? Should we be taking them more serious?
Yeah, I'm with Charlamagne, man. All these people came up with Bill Cosby. I ain't had no proof. I ain't had no picture.
I can't believe y'all are comparing this to what happened with Bill Cosby.
I can't believe you're not. It's a clear double standard. It's all hearsay.
Well, first of all, nothing happened. So, no. The fact is that nothing did happen, right? Nobody touched anybody. Nobody's accused of that.
How do we know? Once again.
But I'm saying, did she accuse her of actually raping her?
It doesn't matter. Listen,
I'm
sending you a text today.
Okay, hold on.
The difference between being accused of rape and sending a text message. What?
In America, hold on. In America, in the United States, if a woman, a white woman, black woman, green woman, yellow woman, say a man raped her, but there's no proof, he's proven guilty before he even proven it.
That is
FYI,
true.
Nobody said anybody raped anybody.
So, yeah, if a guy was to text
situation.
You. So, yeah, if you was to get a text from a guy right now and the text said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to rape you on camera," you wouldn't take that as a threat? You wouldn't take that serious?
If somebody really sent that to me, I would go to the police. Nobody here went to the police, and nobody got raped.
So just because you don't go to the police makes it mean that that's wrong?
No, what I'm saying is Bill Cosby is very different. These women are saying they got raped. Nobody here is saying I was raped.
Threats of rape are just as bad as rape.
Difference.
All right.
Well, are you serious? You think that people that got raped think that's the same thing?
Threats of rape are just as bad. You should take threats of rape just as serious. You can't be going around threatening to rape people.
You could take it seriously, but I don't think that a threat of rape is the same thing. I don't think a rape victim would say it's the same thing.
I know for a fact that if I was to send that text to a woman, I'd be getting kicked off whatever show I was on.
800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, and we're talking about Candy and Portia. Now, Charlamagne was on Watch What Happens Live last night, and Portia made these comments, I guess, on the show. Let's listen.
Phaedra, she said I had a sex dungeon. You know, if I had one, I would tell everybody about it because I don't care.
Does it really matter?
The part that matters, Phaedra, this chick tried to turn it around and said that we tried to drug her.
You told someone that you were going to drug me and take me to a sex dungeon.
Sheree, do you hear this lie?
So we're asking, is it a double standard? Should we take these threats more serious? Now, Charlamagne says what?
I say yes, because if that was me as a man and I said that to a woman, was even accused or alleged of saying that to a woman, "Hey, don't worry, I want to drug you," people would, the court of public opinion would be killing me. Period. They'd probably, and if I absolutely sent the girl a text that said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to rape you on camera," the way Portia allegedly did to Candy, I'd absolutely be getting kicked off that show.
So what should happen is Portia should take these allegations. She should take this more seriously and go to the police.
Listen, even if you don't go to the police, we should be taking them serious. Listen, and people say, why do you keep comparing this to Bill Cosby? You had 60 women who came out and made allegations toward Bill Cosby. Nobody asked any questions, but Bill Cosby got ruined in the court of public opinion before people even pressed charges or anything like that. Just got ruined in the court of public opinion.
Bill Cosby, so the double standard. No, listen. The double standard. Quaaludes to women and drugged them, right?
The double standard exists because nobody is even remotely trying to ruin Portia in the court of public opinion when it comes to rape allegations. Period.
I think that if 60 women came forward and said that she tried to rape them, then
so we need 60 people to say that about Portia before it's a problem?
Well, no, but you compared it to Bill Cosby, right?
Well,
so you're saying it's the same thing.
So by your logic, we need 60 people.
No, by your logic, though, we do, because you're saying it's the same
thing.
All right, girls. All right, girls.
I don't understand how it's the same thing.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Simone.
Hey, Simone, what do you think? Should we take these threats serious?
Yes, I most definitely think we should. But in Portia's case, I would most definitely like have my eyebrow raised up on her because she lied on the last show when they called Candy a lesbian. She lied and she didn't even say nothing. So in this case with her, I would most definitely just have my eyebrow raised up on her.
F the eyebrow raising up, man. Y'all need to be destroying her in the court of public opinion the way y'all would a dude if he did that.
All right, yeah. Well, let's get to the moral of the story, all right? Charlamagne first.
I mean, the moral of the story is double standards exist. That's it. Simple as that. Like, double standards exist.
Well, trust
exist.
Me, as a woman, we know that.
Angela Yee, moral of the story for you.
I mean, moral of the story is I don't see how we could compare this to Bill Cosby, but
you're moving the goalposts.
You can say what you want.
You're moving the goalposts. The fact of the matter is, if a guy did what Portia did, he'd be in a whole lot of trouble this morning and on whatever TV show he was on. Period.
Well, she should go to the police.
All right, girls.
And press charges.
All right. All right. Now, let's
hope. You shouldn't even have to come to that.
All right, girls, you stop arguing.
I mean,
right
I
now.
Think if you want
you
everybody
it.
To take it seriously, they should take it seriously too, right?
Both of y'all, stop it. We got rumors on the way.
All right, now let's talk about sex tapes. We'll tell you who has a sex tape out and she wants justice. Also, let's talk about a brand new show that Queen Latifah is going to be producing.
All right. Rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we love this, that Chance the Rapper was actually meeting with the governor of Illinois, and he met with him on Friday. He wanted to help push signing off on some funding for the Chicago public schools, right? Well, apparently, the governor had vetoed $250 million in school pension assistance last December. I guess Chance the Rapper, when he did win his Grammy, he thought that this was going to happen because the governor had tweeted out a message congratulating him. Chance the Rapper replied, asked to have a meeting. The meeting got rescheduled 2 times. Finally, they sat down and Chance the Rapper did say that he felt like things didn't really get resolved. Here's what he said.
He gave me a lot of vague answers, so we'll see what happens. He has my personal number. He told me that in 48 hours that, you know, Springfield is in session next week, so we'll see.
Wait, Chance. So I guess he's saying it was pretty vague so far, but he's going to keep on pushing forward. I saw he met with DeRay also, McKesson.
Hey, it's in his blood. His dad's a politician or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is one of the things that people really need to do. Everybody talks about how bad it is in Chicago. One of the main things is let's get some money into these schools. Let's help these kids out. Let's make sure they have things to do after school.
Right.
Just some other options. All right, now Lyra, there's a sex tape out. Now, if you don't know who Lyra Galore is, she's Rick Ross's ex-fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And she has filed a police report. That's because there's a sex tape that's been out of her, a video, and it's an ex-boyfriend, and that sex tape is not Rick Ross, if you were thinking that. And here's what she had to say.
I filed my police report today, and we have, like, our lawyers. They're, like, on top of it. Like I said, we already have, like, information. Like, from the number, we trace the names and all that kind of stuff. So, like, we're already on top of it. We already know who you are. I plan on taking legal action, not only for the person who, you know, I guess, like, dished it out, but also for, like, all the blog. Like, you know, just whoever posted it, because, like, it was posted without my consent. Y'all didn't come to me about it first. Y'all didn't ask me about it.
I wonder how hard that is. I mean, they can get it taken down.
Yeah, she ain't gonna sue every last person, but I'm sure she can get it taken down.
Whoever, right, definitely should be able to get it taken down, if anything. All right, now Queen Latifah has a new competition TV show coming out. It's a stand-up comedy show. It's called Knock Knock. Now, Donnell Rawlings, I guess, is set to host that. Shout out to our guy, Donnell. You know, he's a good friend on The Breakfast Club.
Absolutely.
Salute to Donnell.
Here's what Donnell has to say about this new show.
I'm working on, I don't want to say top secret, but I'm giving myself an opportunity to create a platform for people to see how funny I am, as well as some of the people that I think are funny. I'm trying to get on the show. I partnered up with Queen Latifah with Flavor Unit. We have a project that we're working on. Hopefully there's a network out there that likes it, because these comedians need a platform, and I need a platform because I'm broke.
All right, so whoever wins the competition opens for Donnell, and they get to host their own stand-up special as well.
That's dope.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing broke about Donnell. I don't know who he trying to lie to, who, I don't know if the IRS on him or something, but he ain't broke.
Now, Donnell is supposed to be kind of a part of the Breakfast Club. He's been doing these man-on-the-street things. What happened with that?
Nobody replied to his text?
I replied.
Oh, he texted all three of us.
Don't you got him, Eddie? You don't got him? I thought somebody posted it. Yeah, I saw it somewhere.
And then Taylor, who works with us, had it taken down. And then I said, can you put it back up, please?
Right. The thing is this. Donnell got fired from Power 105.
I wasn't going to tell everybody.
In New York. No, it's true. He got fired from here before, so we just don't know if we should be using him, because we don't know who he pissed off in this building. And I guess that's something we should ask.
But he comes up to the show all the time.
Yeah, nobody ever trips, right?
Yeah, we should ask, though.
He might be clean.
Case.
Maybe that is the regime that was still here that fired him still
no,
here?
Put Donnell on. Oh, have fun, man.
He good,
I don't know why we took that down.
Okay.
All right, and Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche, who, by the way, was at the iHeartRadio Awards presenting an award last night.
I was kind of tight about that.
Why?
Hold on. Karrueche presented an award, but
yeah, because she did. Yeah, exactly. She gave an award, and we didn't.
What award was it? What award did she give out?
I don't remember, because I think we were doing something at the time that she was up there
right.
giving the award. They had us doing some.
Nah, man,
something.
It's principle.
Okay. That's what I said. No disrespect, but you know, Karrueche is Chris Brown's what? Ex-girlfriend, and she gave an award in the Breakfast Club just chilling.
Wow. We sat down and had some drinks.
I was at Andy Cohen's show.
Mm-hmm. They had salami on the table.
They had salami. Thanks.
It doesn't smell good when it gets warm, by the way. Mm. But yes, anyway, she has to go to court today, Thursday, actually, to face off with Chris Brown. She's trying to get a permanent restraining order against him. They've been trying to serve him, but he has not been taking that for the past three times they tried to serve him. So now she's trying to make sure she gets a permanent restraining order.
Okay.
All right. And that is, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, it's a lesson to be learned that today is donkey of the day. It's an art to the word no. You'll learn about it for after the hour.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 6th goes to Andrea Hemming. Now, you may not know who Andrea Hemming is, but she is a 49-year-old woman from Nevada who has been on the run since 2015. Now, Andrea Hemming needs to be off the street simply because she takes things too far. See, I have no problem with the word no. Okay, the word no is very effective. In some cases, it means never. In most cases, it means not right now. The thing is, you have to understand the power of no, because when you understand the power of no, then you respect that no means no, and you will relax until you get a yes, okay? Don't pressure people into saying yes when they say no, okay? Because when you do, situations like the situation Andrea Hemming is currently in happen. See, Andrea Hemming is on the run because she poisoned her husband's cereal. Not just any cereal, his Lucky Charms. Yes, she fed him a bowl of pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and boric acid. Now, there's plenty of valid reasons to try to poison your husband. Okay, he could be whipping your ass at home. All right, maybe he slept with your sister. Maybe you caught him molesting the stepkids. There's reasons to want to poison your husband, but Andrea Hemming didn't have a valid one. Nope, not at all. Let's go to NBC 3KSNV TV for the report, please.
49-year-old Andrea Hemming took off 2 years ago after pleading guilty to poisoning her husband's food. Hemming says that her husband was having unwanted sex with her. Prosecutors say that Hemming used something called boric acid, which is used to kill cockroaches in her husband's cereal, energy drinks, and whipped cream. Her husband, Ralph, told police for 6 months before Hemming got caught, he had diarrhea and nosebleeds every day. According to a police report, Hemming said she didn't use enough poison to kill her husband, just enough to make him not have an erection.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, man. Ladies, okay. If you don't want to have sex with your husband, just say no. Okay, if it's gotten to the point where you feel like you want to kill him to avoid having sex with him, then I think it's safe to say the relationship has run its course. Please just divorce the man, break up with him, separate, tell him you're leaving and don't come back. But, bruh, don't put boric acid in my Lucky Charms. Mm. Andrea Herring told police I wouldn't use that much to kill him, but just enough to make him not have an erection. Now, it's rare that you would hear me say somebody is doing too much, because usually the people who say someone is doing too much, well, they aren't doing enough. But in this case, Andrea Herring has done too damn much. Now, law enforcement officials believe Herring is hiding in Mexico, and if she is ever caught, she could face up to 15 years in prison. Now, I don't know if that website, don'tdatethem.com, is still up.
No, it's not. Don'tdatethem.com.
Well, is there anything that's the equivalent of it? Because somebody needs to put her picture up. Okay, because we don't need nobody in Mexico dating her. And then when she getting mad, you know, they getting their Mexican egg white omelet poisoned. Okay, I don't want my breakfast burrito laced with boric acid. All right, it is a lesson to be learned in all of this. The art of saying no. Don't lie. Don't make excuses. Don't overexplain yourself. Just simply decline, period. No is a complete sentence. It does not require justification or explanation. And it damn sure doesn't require you poisoning your husband's Lucky Charms simply because you don't want to have sex with him. Please give Andrea Herring the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's have some fun with this. 800-585-1051. What's the craziest excuse you use not to have sex? That is the question. 800-585-1051. See, at my house, there are no excuses. I'm a married man. When my wife wants it, whether I'm tired or not, she gets it. And me the same way. Babe, if you're sleeping, wake that ass up.
So you've never told her you were on your period?
A period doesn't stop anything in my house.
A period don't stop nothing but a sentence, sir.
Just put a button.
Well,
just...
he does get his period.
Always remember that. Not me, you idiot.
Always remember a period don't stop nothing but a sentence. Right? You put that towel down and you create a crime scene if you have to.
Absolutely. Now, Yee, what excuse have you used before? If you've
Oh, my God.
One?
The best one is always that you're on your period. That's the main reason.
Well, you ain't ran into the right one yet, then.
No, but you say, I don't. You can say, I don't do that. Or you know what else? We'll really turn them off. I'm bleeding really heavy right now.
Yep. That'll off. Work.
Right.
Who does it turn off?
Now,
if you say no, if you say no, that's one thing. But
right.
Bleeding heavy or not, you give me the option to run that red light. Guess who hitting the gas? That's all I'm saying. But I'm a different breed of individual.
No, yeah, okay? we can tell.
All right.
Now let me ask you a question, Shelby. Have you ever, you know what?
Yes,
let's stop.
Never mind. Right. Yes, I have. I just stay at the top, sir.
I mean, I'm the same way. I thought it was just me.
Just stay at the top.
Stay at the top. That's
just
right.
Stay at the top, sir.
Yes, right. Push the string.
Just
you know, what, forget
stay
it.
At the top.
Oh wait, you said push the string. You do that while there's a tampon inside?
Yes.
But won't that push the tampon up?
If she's
just stay at the top. Just stay at the top.
Let me tell you something. If you're doing it right,
this is a little too much, guys. My wife might be listening.
See this? You see this scraw I got in here? If you're doing it right, she got it.
All right, stop.
Shoot right out.
All right,
if you're doing it right.
800-585-1051. What's the craziest excuse you used or said so you wouldn't have to have sex? All right, call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave donkey of a day to a lady who tried to poison her husband. Why, Charlamagne?
Yes, her name is Andrea Herring, and she poisoned her husband because she was tired of having sex with her husband. So she put boric acid in his Lucky Charms. And she
but she didn't want to kill him.
She didn't want to kill him. She said she wanted to give him enough not to get an erection.
My goodness. So we're asking 800-585-1051, what's the craziest excuse you use not to have sex? Now, Angela Yee said that she just said she's on a period.
Yeah, I never have used like a crazy excuse to get out of it. That's the only one. I've never had to really say anything else.
Period don't stop nothing but a sentence, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlamagne's a married man. I'm sure you haven't. There are no excuses when you're married.
That is my excuse. I'm a married man.
No, I mean with your wife, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. I'll touch
Wow.
I mean, because the only time I'm not having sex is just with another woman. So when another woman comes, hey, I'm married. Relax. But,
you know,
yeah, with the wife, yeah, there's no excuses. I mean, men can't have an excuse.
Nope.
We don't have that luxury. I can't tell
you can
my
say
wife
your
I'm.
Your stomach hurts, maybe.
No, I can't tell my wife I'm tired. I can't
you know
tell
what's
my
a good
wife
one?
I don't feel
sore.
Like it.
I'm still sore from last time.
No. last time. Now, women can say that tired, and men can't do nothing but respect that. But men don't have that luxury of saying we're tired or we don't want to have sex tonight.
You could say you're having an outbreak.
No.
My goodness. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines.
If you have an outbreak, you and your wife probably have an outbreak together. Y'all been together, especially if y'all been together a long time.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Juice Man J. How you doing?
Now, Juice Man J, what excuse you use not to have sex?
Man, let me tell you something, yo. My friend hooked me up with her friend, and chick was bad. But she was going too hard in the paint. She was trying to bang without a condom. I had to tell her I was gay.
You told somebody that you was gay just to not have sex with a condom? Why didn't you just say we don't have a condom?
I told her that. She kept telling me go to the store. She come on everything, yo.
So you should have went to the store and left.
Nah, she was at my house. I'm going to leave my house.
So now are you really gay?
Hell to the no.
All right, bro. Thank you. That's a little too far. Hello, who's this?
Extreme.
Good morning.
What's your name, mama?
My name is Jackie from the Bronx.
All right, Jackie from the BX. Now we're asking, what excuse have you used not to have sex?
So I was dating this guy recently, and I realized about a month into dating him that I really did not want to actually go further and have sex with him. So I told him that I was feeling sick, and I took a pregnancy test, and I was pregnant by the last guy I had sex with.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
And that stopped him?
That not only stopped him, he just like, actually, I tried to call him and tell him, but he for some reason, he didn't answer the phone, so I sent it to him in a text.
You lucky, because some dudes like pregnant poom poom.
Because you can't get pregnant again.
I was so happy he didn't call no more, because it was like, what excuse can I give him? Because everybody seems to have some extra excuse. Why? Well, you know, I just want to be friends. Well, okay, we can be friends. I'll be friends with you. So I was like, I need something that I know he won't have an excuse for. So I said I was pregnant, and I needed time to think about it, and I really didn't want to move forward with him. I never heard from him again.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're asking, ladies, what excuse have you used not to have sex? Call us again, 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who, Charlamagne?
A young lady named Andrea Hemming. Mm-hmm. Andrea Hemming is 49 years old, and she is on the run because she poisoned her husband's Lucky Charms with boric acid because she didn't want to have sex with him. She didn't want to kill him. She just poisoned him enough so he wouldn't get an erection.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What excuse have you used on somebody not to have sex? Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Antoine, people in Creed, Duval County, man. What's up?
What's up, bro? Now, what excuse have you used not to have sex before?
I told a girl, man, I had the
D,
man.
What?
But that D work two ways, though. Sometimes it make you real hard, and sometimes it make you soft. Now,
I thought it makes you go on and on.
No, it wasn't nothing for me. I couldn't get nothing going.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
I ain't never sniffed it, though. I smoked it in a blunt with some weed, so it's different.
Nah. Okay. Nah, you know, usually when you get heated up, man, you can't really ain't nothing really going down there, man.
Damn.
All right, thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Africa.
Hey, good morning, Africa.
You the whole
good
continent?
Good morning, guys. If you want to say that, that's
how
nice.
Big are you that they call you Africa?
No, oh, stop it. Be nice. Now, go ahead,
morning,
mama.
Good morning, So initially I tried the period thing, but then they'll ask for evidence and started asking for evidence. And then I decided to do the fasting. So I said, you know what? I'm praying to God and I need to fast from sex. But that didn't work.
You going to use
giving
God?
Up sex for Lent.
But that didn't work because I got caught masturbating, so I was like, okay, it's not going to work.
Now, hold on. Now, you say you gave up sex. You ain't saying nothing about you to dildo.
No, but, it's still the same. I mean, how are you masturbating if you're giving, it's still sex.
Hey, why they call you Africa, though, for real?
Well, no, I'm really Afrocentric. That's the only reason. It's not nothing deep like that.
Oh, you ain't even from the continent?
No, well, not. Well, aren't we all, Charlamagne?
Yes, you're right. Okay. All right.
My goodness.
All right,
Africa,
you hold it down, okay?
Bye-bye, guys. Take care.
Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is no is a complete sentence. It does not require justification or explanation. If you do not feel like having sex, you do not have to have sex. Just say no. We'll understand.
Well, not in my household, but if I say no to my wife, oh, no, she's taking it.
This ain't got nothing to do with us. This is double standard. The woman is all about the women.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Remy Ma versus Foxy Brown. We'll tell you the update on what's going on with that. Also, rape allegations. We'll tell you who has been accused of rape and how he has responded.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, if you missed it, Remy Ma actually went at Foxy Brown on the Sheether song. Here's a line where she is referencing Foxy.
Talking ish about me to a deaf kid. And usually I have sympathy for them pair, but not when you hard to hear me from untreated gonorrhea.
Well, Foxy clearly knew that line was about her, and she put out a whole entire freestyle of a takeover.
Still in that dirty ass TS piece. And pack off that dirty ass BX beast. I'm a monkey off of BK Savage. And I heard about that bitch miscarriage.
Doesn't sound bad.
Now, Foxy sounds decent, and I love the fact she replied. It makes the fact Nicki Minaj still hasn't replied look even worse. But you ever see those fight videos online when two daughters is fighting in the yard and one of the daughters is getting their ass kicked, so the daughter who's getting their ass kicked, mama comes running out the house in a bathrobe with one titty out and helps her daughter? That's the equivalent of Foxy Brown's diss record.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, it's not over. Here's some more from Breaks Over by Foxy Brown in response to Remy Ma.
The takeover, the fake sober, again, got a little shine, okay. Thank Mona, I heard your little rhymes, okay. Brooklyn, I'm on my 9-6, it's got the DNA Jehovah.
There's also rumors that Foxy just had a baby.
There's also rumors that Foxy hawk spits after every ball.
No, she doesn't. She sounds like that because she's a little deaf, so she can't really hear her own verses. Stop it.
Brooklyn.
Stupid, man.
All right, and if you missed it, Remy Ma was also on Wendy Williams' show explaining how the whole beef started with Nicki Minaj. Here's what she said.
It wasn't necessarily, you know, the little subliminal stuff on records because I didn't care. I don't care about records. And, you know, I'd spoken to her before. Like, whatever you say, you're supposed to say you're the best and none of y'all better than me, whatever. It was the behind-the-scenes things that you people would never know about, you know, as far as trying to keep me off of red carpets and trying to make sure awards don't go to me or she's not going to be in attendance or trying to get people to make bad reports about my album sales or just anything that I'm doing to make me look less and make her look better. And I have a problem. When you're trying to stop my bag, when you're trying to stop me from taking care of my children, now I have a problem with that.
So she basically is saying that Nicki was trying to stop her money. You know what I mean? And I guess that's how all the beef started between the two of them behind the scenes. She also says that Nicki's just not a nice person. Check it out.
This person, just based on what I've witnessed, is not a nice person. If I learned anything from this, it made me realize that I have to be a certain way to everybody.
Okay.
The help, the hair, the makeup, the person that's holding the door, the cab, the car driver. Because so many people have been coming, and the things that I've been hearing, like, I'm petty, like, really, really bad. The things that I've been hearing, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to say that, please. Like, that's too much. Somebody once said, and when they were in the middle of a rap battle, you got to be careful who you choose your battles with.
All right.
That is a fact, though. We know that. Like, everybody knows that. Like, Nicki definitely has the reputation of having a bad attitude. And I mean, at one point, you could chalk it up to her just, you know, being a boss type. And, you know, a lot of times...
Yeah, feeling like, as a woman, sometimes she felt like people didn't take her seriously.
Right.
Yeah, as a boss. But I've seen her do some things to where I'm like, nah, she just got a bad attitude.
Like what?
Remember that time we was in here in the studio... And the cameraman was just in here doing his show.
taking pictures.
Yeah, that was funny.
How many pictures you going to take?
She went off.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, let's talk America's Got Talent now that Nick Cannon is out. Who is in? Simon Cowell has three people that he's choosing between. One of them is Marlon Wayans, could be the potential new host for America's Got Talent. The other two guys are Tone Bell and Brandon Michael Smith. Now, if you don't know who they are, Tone Bell's a stand-up. A comedian and an actor. He's been on The Flash, Truth Be Told, Chelsea Lately, and Key and Peele. He also has been on Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson and Comedy Knockout. Brandon Michael Smith is a Disney kid. He was on That's So Raven, So Random. And he was also in Disney movies Starstruck and Let It Shine. And he played Little Richard in the James Brown biopic Get On Up. So who knows? America's Got Talent, though, has been having some issues. They actually had to cancel filming all this week because Mel B's father passed away after a 5-year battle with cancer.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
So they don't even have a host right now. They had to take a week hiatus, but they are trying to figure out who's going to be next up to host. And Too Short, we told you about these rape allegations against him last week about a woman who was actually signed to him, his quote-unquote protege who has done videos and other projects with Too Short. Well, here's what Too Short had to say when TMZ caught him and asked him about these allegations.
Is she full of shit?
100%. I would never.
According to Too Short and his camp, he never sexually went after this woman and has had no type of contact with her. She claims that she was a virgin and also said that she does have provocative videos, but that does not have anything to do with her real life, and she never gave any form of consent.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.